As I mentioned at the beginning of Mass, today the Church celebrates the feast of the baptism of our Lord Jesus Christ, which brings to the end the Christmas festivities, Christmastide. With the baptism of Christ, we conclude the Christmas season. Now the question here is, did Jesus really have to be baptized? I'm sure you have encountered such questions before. Did he have to be baptized, knowing that he is fully God and fully man? Was there any need for his baptism? Then Maximus says, Christ is baptized not for the water to make him holy, but that he may make the water holy. If you look at it, then you will see that it has more to do with us. Pope Francis says that the greatest gift we receive is that of baptism, because this makes us the children of God and enjoy the joy of salvation. So the Lord Jesus was baptized that the water of baptism may be consecrated. And Maximus continued on to say, at Christmas, Christ was born as a man, but at his baptism, he was reborn sacramentally, which then means at his baptism, then he instituted that sacrament of baptism. And how is that related to us? How is that baptism related to us? At his baptism, as we see here, the heavens opened. The heaven was open, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased." Voice of the Father, then the descent of the Holy Spirit, and our Lord Jesus Christ in the water of baptism, bringing in the Trinity. When the Lord Jesus gave his apostles that great commission, he told them, go preach gospel to all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. That is that sacrament. So today we witness here at the baptism of Christ the presence of the Holy Spirit, or of the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And then the Lord Jesus, when he was discussing with Nicodemus, you're very familiar with that. A lot of our Protestant brothers like to cite that. The Lord Jesus says, unless you be reborn in water and the Holy Spirit, you shall not enter the kingdom of God. Meaning then that this is what makes us truly children of God. This is what gives us then that opportunity to become, to enjoy also heaven. So his baptism today is not just because he was sinful, but because he wants to bury the sinful nature of man. He wants to bury the sin of humanity in the water of baptism. And so he came in and be baptized. Baptizing to show us the way. Baptizing to open the road. Baptizing to bring us into this salvation. And by baptism, we all become children of God. During the rites of baptism, the priest will say, to make a sign of the cross on the forehead and say, with this, I accept you for Christ. So, my dear friends in Christ, today we are most celebrating our own baptism, our own rebirth. Like as Saint Maximus says, at Christmas he was born as a man. Then at his baptism, he was reborn sacramentally. And so each time when we are baptized, we're reborn into a family of God's people, the family that God, our Lord Jesus Christ, came to save, a family that he prayed for, that those you have given me should be where I am, so that they will see the glory, praying to God for us, that we be with him. So today we celebrate that moment when God in his love sent his son to come and redeem us. And then he gave us this example of stepping into the water to consecrate water, so that anytime we are baptized with water, we are brought into this family. And look at this, we become one family. Therefore, everywhere, whoever was created in the image and likeness of God and has gone through baptism is your brother and your sister. That is what we should bear in mind, irrespective of where the person comes from. And so, my dear friends in Christ, when we are celebrating this, we are celebrating a family. Just like during Thanksgiving, people will travel across states to go and join, reunite together and celebrate at a Thanksgiving table. So also, when we come to Mass, this is also a Thanksgiving table. We had celebrate Thanksgiving meal because the word Eucharistia means Thanksgiving. So when we come to celebrate the Eucharist, we come to sit around the table here celebrating that rebirth into that heavenly family. And so we are brothers and sisters. And then as of this, then we have an obligation, because at the baptism, you were given a candlelight. And when the Lord Jesus was talking to his apostles, he told them, you are the light of the world. So each one of us, being a member of God's family, you are a light. Last Sunday, when we were talking of the revelation of Christ, when the star lit the wise men, I said, each one of you is also a star. You should lead somebody to Christ. So today, as our rebirth into God's family, we have that obligation. Because after the baptism, the Lord Jesus started his public ministry. We as followers, we as members of this family, we also have to start our own ministry in order to expand the kingdom, to bring the people to Christ. And so when we celebrate this, when we ask God to give us the grace to live up to expectation, because at the end, this is what we will be asked to talk about. Then at baptism, we cross the threshold into the hope. We are baptized into this family of hope, family of joy, knowing that God is our salvation. So with the mark of the cross, with the chrism, and this rite of baptism, we are admitted into this kingdom that the Lord Jesus has come to establish. And so each one of us belonging to this should be joyful, should be hopeful, should know that at the end, we'll all be again together like this. Because that was the reason he came. And that's the reason he stepped into the water. So that we also, once we step into the water, we also will belong. We have hope in this. And we believe in this. Let us stand up and profess our faith in God.